dehydrated shrimp, and they had some salami and some cheese and some and crackers. And to tell you the truth, if it were back in the States, the shrimp was pretty good. If it was back in the States, I'd kind of turn my nose up at some of it, because the crackers were all kind of crumbly, you know, and having been out in that humidity so much, and it was so hot that the cheese melted on the crackers. It was just, I'm not complaining, but I'm saying if it was back in the States, I wouldn't have bothered, but it was such a treat to get it out there. And I had a gin and tonic, and oh, you'd have thought we were at the Waldorf. Well, we were all standing around, and there must have been 10 or 12 of us, and we were having drinks with the general and all these people. And they asked us if we would like to stay for dinner, but we said no, we had to get the gig back to the ship. And the general said, no, that's perfectly all right, and I'm sure the captain will understand. And of course, being the general, the captain did understand. And so they invited us to have dinner with them. And it was very nice. We really did enjoy it, you know. It was just in their wardroom, their mess. It was very nice. We all had such a nice time. And of course, we talked to a lot of people. One of the men was very friendly with some Navy nurses that I know. And another, I was talking to the senior chaplain there. And of course, I didn't know what he was, you know. And his name was Paulson. And we were having a nice little chat. Very nice person. And I asked him where he was from, and he said he was in Springfield, Mass. Well, that call was for me, and it's just there's a visitor down there. It's someone that I put in the Navy when I was in Virginia. He's stationed over at Da Nang now. His name is Tom Sherman, and he came on over to say hello, I guess. So I guess I better get down there and visit with him. And I'll probably forget my train of thought, but anyhow, I did want to tell you that this chaplain's name was Father Paulson. He's a Greek Orthodox chaplain. He's a Catholic. I mean, he's the senior chaplain over there. He's a full captain and Father Harrius's boss. So he said he'd bring Father Harrius out to the ship sometime. And he's just a great man. He really is so nice. I enjoy him so much. And his mother lives on Melhus Street, I guess it is, near the Shriners Hospital. So that I think that it was just a coincidence. We yakety-yacked for hours, it seemed. We didn't have that much time, but about Springfield and about the whole area. And he had been stationed in Norfolk before, so he knew the Orthodox priest in Richmond. And we had very nice time anyway, talking to them. And then it was time to get the boat back. And I might add, it was with some... it was quite dark, and we had armed guards down in the back, and the rockets were going off. But you just, you know, it's unbelievable. You just don't even think about it. It's like there's a war going on, but it's the craziest thing you ever thought of. And as I said, they stayed in their bunkers. I took a picture of the bunkers, too, so that if they come out, you know, you'll see them. And Miss Hankey left today. I'm trying to make a little bit on the tape. I've got a few minutes, Grace, anyway, before I have to get down there. Miss Hankey left today, so we all went out this morning and wished her well and piped her over the side, waved goodbye, and she should be well on her way to the States by now, and I know she's happy to be going back home. She's got duty in Oakland. And, yes, Alice, I thought it was very nice of you to bring a box of candy to that Mrs. Gordon, the ham radio operator. I'm sure she was pleased, too. I did send a recorder to Phil and Jack, and for some reason or other it wouldn't work, wouldn't you know? So they did use their old recorder, which apparently they fixed up, and it's going all right now. And they made me a tape yesterday and told me all the news and said they were going to send the recorder to the Sony people to see if they couldn't get it fixed. I don't know what was wrong with it. But as I said, too, in the other tape, if any of the dishes are broken, Alice, let me know because I can repair them, or get them replaced, rather. I don't know when you'll get them, probably in 2 to 4 weeks. But I just decided that you might as well have them. At least it'll be 6 months' use that you can have out of them. And I think you'll like them. We had a visitor today. We had Admiral Ward aboard the ship. I don't know exactly who he is, but anyhow, he's kind of a big wig. So we went out to, I didn't go out to see him, but anyhow, he did. And then he and his aide, who was a captain, and They both went to 10:45 mass. I didn't get there because I was working, but I thought that was kind of nice that he was able to get to mass aboard the ship. And I don't know what they decided. I didn't get any word from the captain or anybody else. Usually some of the information filters down to us. It's probably about us staying out in the line. Oh, I told you, I think we're going to Subic the 1st of July, and we're all pretty happy about that, because that will only keep us on the line about 68 days. And, you know, a normal tour is about 30 or 40 days, but 68 sounds good, even if it sounds better than 90. So, none of us are complaining about that. We'll only be in Subic for 6 days, too, but that's all right, you know. At least you get off the ship a little bit. And this business of being able to get off into Da Nang every so often is good. And one of the little corporals here, a nice little kid, he's a Marine liaison officer, went in and got me some Vietnamese dolls, so I'll send them home. They're not the greatest things in the world, I might add, but they're something. And I'll send them home. Maybe I'll send one to Kathy and one to the kids on Hilldale. I mean, the kids on Northampton Street. They're not heavy, so I know there's no grenades or anything like that in them. But we've been moving out to sea every evening. We didn't last night, because with the ships bombarding the beaches so much, they were afraid that maybe frogmen would come out and put bombs or something on the anchor. But then we retaliate by throwing these percussion grenades over the side, and it's, you know, you just wouldn't believe it. I haven't felt the percussion grenades at all, but they tell me they've done it. We're in no danger at all, and I don't mean to tell you these things to frighten you, because they aren't frightening to us at all. Oh, there goes Fly Quarters. I'm sure it's something now. I guess I'll have to get back down there and get to work. And besides being a night to go to church tonight, steak night, and I kind of would like to go have a hot steak, but that's all right. I have no complaints. So, it doesn't look like I'm having... Oh, it's just passenger pickup, so that's not bad. I guess you think this is a very confusing tape, and I shouldn't try to make it a tape while I'm listening to all the speakers and everything else, and while all kinds of things are happening. But I just thought that I would, because if I'm up all day tonight, all day and all night, I won't feel like taping tomorrow, and then Saturday I'll be back on duty again. And it's just one of those, it's kind of a vicious circle. Tomorrow is supposed to be my day off. I don't know whether or not I'll have to use it as a sleep day, whether I really will get off. It doesn't make any difference anyway. Well, I hope everything is well at home, and that you're all doing well. And Dad, I think that you ought to talk to your wife about giving away your golf balls to her sons, you know. I'm sure, though, that she doesn't give your best ones away. And I am anxious to hear from you, and I haven't received the hats yet, of course, but please thank Mary for sending them to me. I'm very grateful, because they are... They're really very helpful. They're much better than anything that we have out here. So I'm going to put on my nurse's cap now and trudge on downstairs and see this guy, Sherman, and see what he wants. He probably just wants to talk for a little while. Maybe he wants to throw me over the side for putting him in the Navy. But take care and bye for now.